We could discuss, I guess, the protected class or the premises liability issues that were kind of ignored. But I just want to stand up because I got a lot of calls and a lot of conversations from my constituents. And each and every time, it was never about the transgender. It was never about the judgment. It was always about fear and the people that weren't transgender taking advantage of this bill. And then I've heard the scoff about, well, that's ridiculous. They're just, they hate or they're scared. And I think it's unfortunate that we sell our constituents short, or that you would sell my constituents short by saying that. Because I had the pleasure of talking to a Montgomery County seatmate, and we realized something, that we have an entirely different perspective on life. And sitting there talking, he enlightened me quite a bit about things I didn't know anything about. But you know, I enlightened him a little bit too, because sometimes it is real. It's not hate. I've been surrounded my entire life as a defense attorney, as a prosecutor, as a child, by predators. I'm not talking about transgender individuals. I'm talking about individuals that will do anything that they can to get to you. It's not always just hate or misunderstanding. Some people's perspectives are a little more real. I spend my nights dealing with my life because of predators. And believe me, they will adopt a little boy to get what they want. They certainly will put on a dress and go into a bathroom to get what they want. It's not necessarily something that happens every day. That doesn't mean it's not a realistic fear, especially to me, because I know. So please don't dismiss that. It is important to some people. It's not something that we hide behind. It is something that we live with every day. I sit here shaking. I have no hate in my heart, but to be judged accordingly, merely because I guarantee you, I stand there just like the good delegate from Prince George's County, and I watch my little daughters go into the bathroom, and I don't walk in, because it is a crime. It is disturbing the peace to walk into a female bathroom if somebody else is there. And I walk in, and I pray every minute that there was nobody in there before me. It is very real. I understand that people are going to support this. I have nothing against these people. Please forgive me then if I use my life, my suffering, and my perspective to vote against this bill.